This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, along with my running partner, Brian Strickland, senior writer for Panthers.com. The media portion of the combine is winding down, and Brian, a ton of players came through, and that means you got a ton of stories coming out of the combine.
Absolutely. It was a whirlwind. It was fun, though, and we heard some great stories along the way. 333 prospects here in Indianapolis. About 300 made it through the media room. You know, and as I said, you know, we learned a lot more about these guys than we knew when we came in here. Just getting to see them, you know, hear how they talk and interact with the media, you get a feel. I mean, I know it's a short amount of time, but you get a feel for who these guys are, and we'll bring you their stories in the coming months.
Well, no doubt. And when you go on the field, one of the things folks start talking about is the drills, the 40 times today, wide receivers out on the field who jumped out and help their stock.
Yeah, everything shifts to on the field now. You know, NFL Network coverage today, Monday, Tuesday. Today's the day that people really, really focus on, Mike, in a lot of ways with the skill position guys out there. Some pretty remarkable numbers put up by a couple of wide receivers today. Marquise Goodwin from Texas and Tavon Austin from West Virginia. 4.25 in the 40. Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pretty unbelievable. 1/100 second short of the combine record, which Chris Johnson still is barely holding on to.
Well, when you see that speed, and let's talk about Tavon Austin because we've talked about him in the past. What that forces the scouts to do, once he posts that time, now they go back and want to take another look at the film, and now you can combine that the speed that you realize he has with what you've seen on tape, and that matches up in explosiveness, and I'm sure that's going to help his draft stock. Well, also, those guys got to participate in drills with the quarterbacks,
right.
And here's a chance to watch quarterbacks participate in these drills. We're not really worried about their 40 time. But just talk about on field, your impression.
Yeah, I mean, all eyes are always on the quarterback. We know that, Mike. And, you know, maybe not quite the buzz about the quarterback class this year that we've had the last couple years when quarterbacks went, you know, the number one pick overall. That may well not happen this year. It's going to be a fascinating draft from that perspective. It's entirely possible you don't have a quarterback taken in the first round. You might have four taken in the first round. And, you know, these guys are trying to separate themselves out here on the practice field today. But, you know, maybe even more so than what we were talking about with the running backs, I think it's a lot more about what you see on film. We were talking, you know, before this about how, you know, how your views on what you see out here from quarterbacks can be a little skewed from reality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to take it with a grain of salt because realize these quarterbacks are throwing routes with receivers they don't know, they haven't worked with, and it's hard to put too much stock in it. But if a guy jumps out, performs well, now, again, you have to go back and take another look at his film. And I don't think quarterbacks will hurt themselves out here with these drills. A lot of them will prefer to throw at their pro days when they're throwing to guys that they already know. Well, speaking of pro days, our coverage continues long after the combine is over.
It does. First of all, I mean, the combine, the interview portions are over, but we'll still be rolling tomorrow. The defensive linemen and linebackers will take the field. Tuesday, you'll wrap it up with the DBs. You know, we'll bring you some coverage of that, and then that'll just be the beginning. I mean, we'll be rolling till late April when the draft kicks off. Tons of stuff just from these 4 days that we've got to cover.
That's true. And Panther fans, we know you are always hungry for the latest news as we head towards the draft. So stay logged on to Panthers.com. On behalf of Brian Strickland, this is Mike Kraft reporting.